Hey, hi, Brittany.
Question for Carl. Is there anything that Billy would not do to get his wife back? Like, where is the line for him? And then for Laz, at one point, Marvin refers to Huey, sorry if this is a spoiler, as Billy, as Billy's canary, you know, like the canary in the coal mine. But I also feel like Marvin himself is like Billy's anchor, like moral compass. He's the one that like keeps him grounded. And so I was wondering if you could talk about sort of their friendship and the sort of impact that they have on each other.
Right. Well, first of all, the question is how far will Billy Butcher go to get his wife back? That's a very good question because, the Billy Butcher of season one was ruthless and driven and obsessed with seeking revenge. And that was a false road to go down, and Billy Butcher ended up getting punished for it. Season two for Billy Butcher is all about finding his wife Rebecca, rescuing his wife Rebecca, and the very question that poses of Butcher is how far are you willing to go to achieve that? Who are you willing to sacrifice? Some very interesting and diabolical events happen along the way.
As far as I'm gonna break it up into two parts, as far as MM and Butcher's relationship is concerned, the way that I kind of interpret it, why would Butcher go out and recruit MM just to have someone constantly trying to tell him no? And I strongly believe that he did that on purpose, that he knew that having someone who, is a real friend who cares about him would be the only voice in that particular group that could get through to him enough to be his conscience. He knows himself enough, and I'm not trying to speak for Butcher Carl, but I just feel like, he knew that he needed a conscience, and in the moments where he might grow cold and lose it, he knew MM wouldn't leave him out there hanging to do something that, could cost him his life. As far as the canary is concerned, there is a very motherly or fatherly instinct that comes out in all of us when we have a pet to care for. Even I've seen some of the toughest guys in my hood growing up with a puppy, and all of a sudden you hear baby talk, and no matter how tough they try to act, they'll sneak in a kiss or two on the puppy, and that's what a small, fragile animal, does. It brings out our humanity. And it connects us to that. And in many ways, what MM was doing to Butcher was reminding him that, listen, this kid is a part of your humanity. You went out, you found him, you brought him in, and he's your responsibility. This is your, I'm not gonna call him a pet, but he's your little brother to mentor. We're all here as a family, but he's yours. And it's just a reminder of that connection. When Butcher starts to go off on his own, it's like, whoa, hold on a second. There's someone else now that's relying here, that's a part of you now. And so I think that mother's milk in many ways tends to be kind of Butcher's external conscience in some ways. And if I'm speaking out of line, Carl, let me know.
Oh, I think you're bang on right. And actually, in the tradition of it's a very smart literary device, actually, and it's one that Like, for example, Gene Roddenberry used to employ on the set of Star Trek. He, you know, essentially fractured the mind of Kirk and into two, and he had the voice of conscience and humanity and altruism in the form of embodied in Dr. McCoy, and cold hard logic in Spock. And so, quite often, these two characters would debate the central argument or the central dilemma and leave it up to Kirk to make the decision. And in a way, Laz said, you know, MM is that embodiment of Butcher's conscience, and it's, he serves a purpose to connect Butcher with his humanity. And the canary is a very specific image invoking animal, because obviously it was used in the mines to alert the miners if there were any poisonous gases, because if the canary died, they would all die. And not to get too big on it all, but existentially, the battle there is really for Butcher's soul, for Butcher's humanity.